thanks again for coming down, Kurt. It's sounding really good. And you've got a brand new solo album out called Snow. Once again, it was produced by Pete Anderson on his Little Dog Records label. Now, promoting this album, you are you're kind of doing a few in-stores and in-studios like this, but I believe you told me that in December you're going to be doing a tour up the West Coast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to start off doing a bunch of dates over on the West Coast, and then I'll be, I don't know when I'll be over here, but I will be. I'll do the whole country and then maybe go do some stuff over in Europe and whatnot, but I'm starting early December.
So are you planning to do this as a solo tour, or do you have some folks in mind to put together a band?
Starting off solo, and, you know, I have people I'd like to play with, and then just kind of things I'd like to have happen that I don't know anybody that could do, but it's all, you know, going to be, you know, I'm just not that ambitious, Don, honestly. I could really give a rip. And you know, I've been there and done that, and I've had plenty of success at it, and it's great, and I just lost all my motivation. You know, I had to be taken out into a field and shot.
Oh, don't say that.
You know, well, man, you're supposed to have a band and all that stuff, you know, and it's supposed to be good, but, you know, as least as I can get away with, it's all about, you know, not giving 100% ever.
All right, well, you're living these days, as you mentioned, out in Austin, Texas. What prompted the move out there?
Well, I was living in Venice. I moved to Venice Beach, California in 95 from Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Just no greener pastures or nothing like that. I just started going out with the girl over there, so moved over there so she could finish school in Long Beach. And we lived in Venice, and then we lived there for 2 years, and it just started getting really violent, and that has since abated, but there was a real heavy street war happening. So I kind of relocated to Texas for that reason, and because I had started to re-people the Meat Puppets with other people that were in Texas, because the other two guys that were up in Phoenix were not doing it.
Right.
So, and I was still doing it, and it was like, all right, you need to have some other people. And they wound up being in Texas, two of them, and the third one as well. I knew I could, if I had two of them out there, I knew I could get a third. So sure. I moved out there. And and we kind of went from there. Did Meat Puppets for another album. And then, you know, that's kind of how I wound up there, just mostly to do the Meat Puppets. And it turned out to be not a bad place. I've lived there for a pretty long time there now. And I miss Phoenix. You know, I always loved Phoenix. Lived in Tucson for a year when I was a teenager, and I loved that too. So just miss Arizona in general. You know, Texas is so right, but, you know, I could give a rip about Texas. You know, I was born there. There's plenty of Texans. They don't need me.
Well, we're lucky to have you back here in Arizona, at least for a couple of days, in promoting this this new album. Once again, Kurt Kirkwood here in Studio 2A on KXCI. He's going to be performing this evening, 5 o'clock, over at the Zia Records on Oracle Road. And can we get one more song here from you before you leave?
Sure enough.
Okay, thanks again for coming down.
You're welcome.